Washington, D.C. had a rational beginning, being designed from scratch and built on vacant land. But somehow, over the course of time, it morphed into a giant toilet overflowing with waste. Every bad idea, every foul effluvium of the human species, every vapid notion stupid people can possibly conceive, every putrid excuse for tyranny, all seemed to end up in our capital city eventually, floating high and proud in the water, bobbing up and down with the other turds. We all know what's needed, but don't hold your breath waiting for it. They designed this toilet bowl without a flush handle. Everybody has their own explanation for why America's current problems are so intractable. Here's mine. We can't solve our problems anymore because we aren't allowed to talk about them. We don't ask the doggone questions, let alone look for the answers. Western civilization is based on rationalism, but we've abandoned rationalism in favor of political correctness. Like children who were told there's a monster under the bed, we pull the blanket over our eyes and refuse to look at the scary stuff. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that FBI rules forbid pairing the word Muslim with the word terrorism. So even though 30 of the FBI's 31 most wanted terrorists are Muslims, FBI agents aren't allowed to say Muslim terrorism. That's profoundly stupid, yes, but more importantly, it's irrational. Irrational political correctness is all over the place, wherever you look. Nobody in Washington dares to ask whether Islam is inherently violent, even with all those Muslim terrorists on the FBI list staring them in the face. How about this one? Are babies in the womb human beings? That sounds like a reasonable issue for discussion, doesn't it? Since we're killing millions of them? All the bitter dissension about the abortion issue would end in one day if we answered that simple question, but nobody will discuss it. It's off limits. We dance around it. We finesse it with inane statements from politicians about wanting abortion to be legal and rare. We cover our eyes and pretend we don't care whether a monstrous evil is lurking under our bed. We'd rather not know. It's too scary. Here's one that drives liberals bat crazy. Is Darwinism incorrect? More and more evidence suggests that viruses and epigenetics cause biological adaptations to the environment. But scientists are so frightened by the implications they won't discuss them. Scientists can watch epigenetics in action, experiment with it, write scientific papers about it, and even suggest ways to use it as a medical resource. Meanwhile, after centuries of looking, we still haven't found one single example of survival of the fittest evolution. But don't you dare question Darwinism. Get your head back under that blanket. Is atheism irrational? Is Obama a communist? Is homosexuality a health hazard? Those are all questions begging for rational discussion, but we don't dare. People are ridiculed if they even try. Homosexual marriage, for instance, is being decided by the Supreme Court right this minute. You can hardly pick up a newspaper or watch the television without witnessing the ongoing debate. But the relevant issue of physical health is forbidden. Surveys find that even among so-called monogamous gay men, the number of sexual partners is in the hundreds, sometimes in the thousands. That's not healthy. A level of promiscuity that high explains why sexually transmitted diseases are rampant in the homosexual community. Maybe whether homosexuality is physically healthy shouldn't stop gay marriage from becoming legal. But rational people should at least discuss it. Ducking under the blanket won't make the problem disappear. The scariest monsters under the bed are the racial and cultural questions. Statistics tell us that illegal immigrants from Asia tend to work, while illegal immigrants from Central America tend to go on welfare. Whatever you do, don't talk about why that might be. Illegal immigrants on welfare is certainly a problem, but we must not ask awkward questions. Speaking of awkward questions, why do black Americans perform poorly on IQ tests? Nobody has the courage to confront that monster. We elected a black president, watched Herman Cain repeatedly talk like the smartest man in the room during Republican presidential debates, and we see dedicated educators create revolutionary schools in inner cities that turn black students into geniuses. So it seems obvious that black people are intelligent, and IQ tests are missing something. Furthermore, it seems at least possible that whatever we're missing might be crucial for improving the status of people's lives. But Washington politicians won't touch the subject with a 10-foot pole. They'd rather march forward in ignorance than look under the bed to see what's lurking. 4,000 years ago, the Greeks started the intellectual revolution that resulted in Western civilization. They expanded the world by using their minds to question the meaning of life and the world around them. If it all seems to be going bad, it's not because rational thought stopped working. We're simply too chicken to ask the questions. That's today's dose of common sense.